Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome everybody. Tonight it's Expand Music with Noel Webb. I am Noel Webb, and this is going to be one of the special interviews that we have because, first of all, he's a friend of mine, but also I just to tell you right off the bat, I work with this company, and I'm the most impressed with this company of all the. Well, the new inventions for soliciting music and listening to music and finding music for production libraries and for trailer houses and film and television and commercials. This is Source Audio, which is spelled S-O-U-R-C-E, and then a capital A if you want, U-D-I-O, sourceaudio.com is where you go to this particular site. I'm going to bring on in a second here Dan Karopkin, who is the one of the founders and also a good guy, and used to work with trailers and knows all about music, and he's going to tell us about Source Audio, which is a web-based managing search engine for music, for all of music in the world, really. They're growing very, very fast, so it's a wonderful place to pay attention to. So here we have online is Dan Karopkin. Hi, Dan.
Hi, Noel. Thank you for having me. Appreciate it.
You're very welcome. So, to start with, I think we have to be very clear about what Source Audio is, so everyone's very clear about it. Why don't you explain that?
Oh, sure. Source Audio started as a online music distribution platform whereby we could give content owners, publishers, admins of music, composers, bands, the ability to upload their music to their own branded website so that they could send playlists and have opportunities to have the music listened to and pitched to music supervisors. And that idea has expanded and expanded, and now it's to the point where we're actually offering licensing opportunities to our clients and bringing certain broadcasters to them and making it possible for just about anyone who has music, whether it's a large catalog or a small catalog or even a single CD, to have an online presence and to have somewhat of an online store for their music, for both licensing and sale.
It's one of the things about this is it's a very serious thing, meaning that you're not fooling around. When someone has a CD, a library, or whatever, and gets a site set up with you, you actually will even work with them on their domain name. What's so impressive, Dan, right away, which I saw, was that you don't stop. You keep your blog, you have a blog where you go on to, and you're constantly inventing new ways to explore this idea.
Well, that's right. You know, we feel that, you know, just putting your music up on any site or anywhere on the Internet simply isn't good enough anymore. And, you know, as a musician or composer or an administrator, you have to be a salesperson as well. And you have to have certain tools in today's marketplace to be able to sell this music or license your music. And at every turn, we come up with new ideas and new ways to enhance the experience, not just only for the person who's pushing the music out into the world, but people who are coming to these sites and listening to music. You know, one of the things that we put on these sites is called Sonic Search, is the ability to upload any piece of music, have it listen to that piece of music, and compare its waveforms to whatever is on any particular site and find similar music. That's one incredible tool that we've offered. Just endless amounts of metadata, which has become, you know, either a curse word or a blessing, depending on how you look at it.
Exactly. Exactly.
Damn, that's metadata.
That, That URL, upstairs, I've just used it 3 or 4 times already, just like these last week, which is to say, again, just to clarify that, there's a box on sourceaudio.com, which is spelled S-O-U-R-C-E-A-U-D-I-O, sourceaudio.com, where you if you get a YouTube, if someone says, it needs to sound like this tune that they pick out on YouTube, that's, by the way, as a library, that's what I always get, you know, make it sound like this, and they give me a YouTube URL, so I just copy that, drop it into the and paste it into the Source Audio box. It takes just about 10 seconds to search it and get it and find out what that really was, and then it throws onto the screen the music you have up on Source Audio that fits it. And of course, one of the reasons you're doing this is to send music out. You can either send music out yourself from Source Audio by emailing it to people or whatever. But one of the other special things about this, Dan, is that you now have trailer houses and TV editors also part of the other side of Source Audio who come and look at your stuff.
This is what we call the buyer site side. And if you are a licensor of music, whether you're a trailer house or a broadcaster or an advertiser, you can have your own Source Audio site. And anyone who has a Source Audio site who pushes music out can have their music then placed on these buyer sites. And so that when these people in these licensing positions search for music, whether they're a music supervisor or an editor or a producer, they can search for music on their Source Audio site and find your music if you have it on your own Source Audio site. So you've got the seller side, and you've got the buyer side, two different sides. And then, entering into the broadcaster side as well.
Yeah, that's what you're saying in the beginning. I mean, this is sounding, my interview with you, Dan, sounding like an ad. that's how excited we both are about this thing. But, you know, to get an interviewer and interviewee both, you know, at this pitch, we're at like an energy pitch, I can tell. It sounded like an ad. But, you know, it's just, I'm just very excited about it because it services very well a lot of the industry. I remember interviewing Von Kebler from Paramount Studios, and he said the fantastic Von Kebler from Paramount Studios, uninitiated by the way, he just said it all by himself. The fantastic thing about that program, he's referring to Source Audio, we found was you can pull a segment of a song, it will search across all the databases that they have from all the different vendors and find you music that fits that genre, which I thought was fantastic. That was Von Kebler from Paramount. So the trailer houses, that's of course what I care about, and the TV stations, the editors, they love this stuff. So it's great, man.
Yeah. Yeah, it's interesting because you present a tool to the industry that helps make their job easier. There's always a little bit of friction that you have to get over to convince people that this actually works and it actually makes your job easier, and it still keeps you in control of the creative process, which is always very important because people think that, you know, oh, I don't want to turn over my creative forces to a machine and let it do its work for me. That is not what's happening here. You still have to cull through the music and listen and compare and interpret what's coming into you and find the sections of the music that you think are an appropriate example, compare it to what's on the site, and do most of what you would normally have to do as a music supervisor. So this isn't, the machine taking the place of the man. This is a tool in the hands of a person who can make their job easier.
For those of you who out there who aren't able to use sites, anything like this, I don't even know what site would even be near this, you're looking at graphs of your music, so the waveform is right there, and lots of editors want to go to certain sections of a tune to begin playing right there so they know the climax of it or something, you want to get around and look at it, and it's available right on the site. So everything is so spread out and so detailed, it's great. So
yeah,
you're off the nab,
Actually, putting comments into the waveform. So
that's right. That's right. You can do that. That's right. Yeah.
Pop up comment. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So you're off to NAB, NAB.
Yes, we're going to have a nice booth over at NAB, and it's our first presence there. I've been there many times myself, but we're going to be there, and we're going to be, displaying our wares and answering questions and doing what we normally would do. And it's going to be a great, great week over there, and I'm very excited about it. And we're going to be sharing a booth with Five Alarm Music, which is one of our clients and one of our partners in this whole thing, and they're very, 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 very good music. Very, very, and they love the site. They love the system. It's going to be just a lot of fun. And I hope that anyone who comes to NAB will come by and take a look because it's going to be a really nice booth.
Well, good. So this is Source Audio, and this is Dan Kropp, and I have in the line. Dan, about 6 months ago, I backed up and looked at my entire companies and began crossing all my T's and knowing that there are other doors to go through that I needed to look for, because that's the way it is today since about, I don't know, 2006, 7, 8, right in there. Things are moving so fast technologically, you can't sit, your company cannot be designed the way it was before. And that's one of the impressive things that I know about your company. You're always reviewing, and everybody has to do that. I'm giving that suggestion to everybody I know. You know, you got to back up as a composer. You know, just back up, see what's going on now, today. In fact, you'll have to do this again 2 weeks, sir. You know, just you really got to keep doing this. So, absolutely.
Well, I mean, it's true of every industry. I mean, what industry? We were just talking before the show started about online editorial and how that's been changed and the entire process. So you do have to, and composers and musicians are constantly buying new equipment and new outboard gear and new software and new samples. So obviously, if they're constantly having to update their their gear to make the sound more contemporary and full and big, the sales side of it's the same way. And, you know, technology has taken that whole structure and turned it around and given actually more control to the actual people who create the music, which is really nice, too. That's nice. And
well, you
going,
know, actually,
you
just
very, very fast trajectory.
It's very fast, and what you just said now, and that last part of that sentence, has to do with the magic of music. And before you were saying that people are a little bit afraid of the technology doing the job for you, rather than that you have to really think about music when you're an editor and get into really what do you want and do the work yourself. The machine is not going to do it for you. And when I said I backed up, I started explaining to all my composers that there are two parts of the presentation of music, and one of them remains the magic. And that's really been lost a lot, Dan, that back in the 40s or 50s, someone would sit in a studio or for a star to play, that they would want them to play their music, and they would play the music. And the magic of actually the playing of that music was what was relayed to the next person. Now it's so fast that the magic is been eaten up by this technology because it's so easy to hear so many things. But we have to remember that magic that's there. And there's no reason why I can't be involved with Source Audio. You're listening to stuff, and you can slow down and speed up. But that magic's important.
It's very important, and it's not that it's gone. It's just changed its form. You know, as you listen to music that's out there today, and the new bands that are coming out, and new musical styles that are constantly coming up, these infiltrate marketing, theatrical marketing, and all these other areas, and you've got to stay current with it. But by staying current with it, doesn't just mean to listen to it and try and emulate it. You have to find what it is within the music that people hear that is positive, that's attractive. What's turning them on, and then when you create music that's similar, if you're trying to emulate it, what's going on, you have to do the same. It's not just gear, it's not just chords and things like that. It's actual feelings of what's going on, and that's what the magic is, and that's what the magic was in the 40s and 50s and what you're talking about, and being open to that. So you have to still be open to that on a technical side, on an aesthetic side, and on a compositional side to create really good works. And believe me, I hear a lot of work.
Yeah, I know. I'm glad we're mentioning the magic because I had this conversation for a long time with people. Haven't had it that because it's moved so fast, and I'm talking about the last 5 years now. That you really got what I was just saying. That there is a magic still there, and that's really important. I had a composer yesterday sent me stuff, and I could tell he was just really thinking technology. Oh, I can do this, I could do this, I could do that. No, man, talk to me with your music. It's really still here. It's still what editors want. And to that point, what editors want, speaking from a library point of view or composer point of view, what you offer is for composers to actually, this is really what editors want to look at. I'm looking at my page. This is Red Lab Records up on Source Audio, S-O-U-R. CEAUDIO, sourceaudio.com. Go up there and see what's going on. And as I look at my page, I mean, this is exactly what an editor would want to see. And that's the point of all this. That's where you want to go.
Well, you know, if you're trying to provide music for a specific idiom or medium or product or movie or whatever it might be, you have to interpret what the vision is of the person who's creating this product or the trailer or the TV show. And when they say, I want to hear a piece of music that sounds like something else, okay, it's one thing to take that piece of music, upload it to a Source Audio site, have it do its analytics, and find similar tracks. But you still have to get inside the head of the person who's telling you what they want to find out what they're hearing in the music. Because it's not just, like I said, it's not just beats and rhythms. It's some texture, that something that they're attracted to emotionally. And what Source Audio does is it takes, you know, 3 million pieces of music, and it culls it down to 10,000, from 10,000 to 5,000, from 5,000 to 2,000 to 1,000 to 100. So you can listen and really hone in and find that aspect of what the person wants and send it to them if you have it. And that's the beauty of what I think the system does, is it allows you to cover a much larger swath of music, you know, and find the exact one. If you want to make an analogy to everyday life, I would say it's like dating. You know, if you're going to an online dating site, look, you're going to find someone who you want to be with, right? But you can use millions of people and cull it down and get it down and get it down and find the one person you really want. And then when you find that person, there has to be some connectivity there, right? You're doing the same with music. And
you know, that's actually a good analogy. Although, you know, if I were dating, I've never been to those sites, but, you know, I don't know if I'd get lost. There's too many beautiful women in the world for me, but that's a good analogy. That's perfect.
Well, that's just it. We don't want you to get lost. We want you to hold on to what it is you're trying to find and don't get overwhelmed, and then start filtering down and use all the tools available to find that perfect match of that piece of music and then send it to whoever needs to find it, have it. It's the same thing.
So you said the number 3 million. What did you want to say that number?
Well,
is there really 3 million? How many do you have on the site?
6 million. And what people have to understand, and I think it's very important, this is not one site that has 6 million pieces of music on it. We have a total of 6 million pieces of music from all of our clients total, with all the little sites and big sites together. Now, if you're a music buyer, if you're a licensor of music, you could literally have 1 million pieces on your site from all these different catalogs and be searching through 1, 2, 5, 6 million pieces if you'd like in any given search.
Man, well, that's clearly describes what Source Audio makes available to people, as well as, of course, honing down to, you know, 3 or 4 you want to listen to. And you mentioned metadata, Dan, and, you know, metadata was just flying around everywhere. I think actually some of the organizations wanted to universalize a certain definite use of metadata. And then I saw your site. In fact, I emailed you, Dan, and you said, "What took you so long?" That was the sentence you wrote to me in an email. I said, "Oh well, you know." So I think we got back in touch with someone from South America, if I remember right. That was that guy. So your background is really cool, real cool. I met you at Trailer House.
Yeah, I worked at Creative Domain, and then it became Trailer Park. I was VP of post-production marketing and a music supervisor. And that's where we met, when I was pulling music for trailers and clearing music and doing all that fun stuff back in the 90s.
Yeah.
Before that, I was, I had lots of different music jobs. I was a high school music teacher and a degree in music. And, you know, it's always been part of my life. And when I got into post-production marketing, I just found a way to gravitate to it because I loved it so much. And, you know, my musical knowledge going into that realm was very, very handy. It was really, really good, especially with classical, you know, because a lot of classical pieces get used frequently, and not too many people in that arena have knowledge of classical music, and so that was a big help as well. But I love it.
Yeah, you know, my initial background as a violinist was classical, and a lot of the rock folks who I work with all the time don't really realize what they really don't know. About movement and texture and texture. Well, texture. It's sort of like, it's just texture. And I just want to throw out a suggestion to all composers listening that you really pay a lot more attention to classical music and come back to your thing, you know, but you got to get to know those instrumentations.
Well, it has to do with composing and arranging and layering. It's funny because in the 90s, when I would hear new production music catalogs, I could say, well, this guy, you know, really knows what he's doing. I can hear how he's arranged this piece, and it's very well put together. And then I'd hear a couple others, and I'm like, well, this sounds like somebody's really pushing the envelope of what they really know how to do. But then as you move forward from the 90s to 2000s, technology really became more of the forefront. I could hear people's music, and I would say, wow, this is a really well-composed piece, but it's just not recorded properly. It's not mixed right. It's not mastered right. It's not thick enough. And I constantly would tell people, you know, you need about 30 more tracks in this piece in order to make it really, you know, attractive to someone who's trying to license a piece of music. So one thing, and now, you know, so you need everything, basically. You need the arranging skills. You need the recording skills. You need the ears to be able to objectively A-B your music against what you're trying to do. You know, unless no one in production music is really trying to create a new genre. They're really just trying to follow what the trends are and create more music of those genres. And so you really need to push your music up and A-B it and say, oh, you know, mine's a little bit weak in the mix, or it's not quite melodic, or it's too melodic, you know, or whatever it might be. And then kind of narrow it down and be objective about what you do and what you compose, and that will help you create music that's more licensable or more attractive to license.
Yeah, and of course the last thing you said was, if there's something you don't do well, give it to somebody else. If you don't master
Absolutely.
Well, if you compose really well, you're a great keyboard player, great arranger, whatever, but, you know, some people really don't know how to master. So, you know, give it to someone else just to make it right. You got to make it all right. That's what I was talking about, crossing T's, you know, which Source Audio
right.
does. This is sourceaudio.com. I have the line, Dan Karopkin. You know, there's lots of different countries in this world, Dan. So lots of different countries want different things. And being a cloud-based product, service machine, if you will, you know, you're all over the world, Source Audio is. So that's, they want different stuff.
Yeah, we have sites all over the world, Egypt and Israel and Germany and France and Italy, and it goes on and on, South America. Of course, one of the things that we're tackling right now is language, because people like to search for metadata in their own language. So we are building a tool which will allow the site owner to, you know, translate their metadata, upload it, so that in whatever language you're working in, you can actually search in that language. You don't have to search in English, along with the functional buttons that are on the site and the tools are on the site. So if you're trying to really, because, you know, I know that when I'm searching for music and that someone's describing something to me, I get very, very detailed in my language about what I'm hearing. And it's very subtle. And I can imagine that, you know, if you're speaking another language and English is a second language or maybe a third language, and you're trying to search a site in English with metadata in English, it can be very difficult.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So what we're going to allow people to do now is to take this metadata and translate it all and then search within their language.
Man, Dan, you know, I don't think you know how, maybe you do, how good this site creativity is. I mean, I can't believe you're telling me this. You're going to actually allow it. Who are you using for your programmers? God. Man.
Well, our partners are our programmers. And,
wow.
You know, it's been really, really great. They, you know, we bring them these requests, and they just tackle them and get it done. And they're very, very, very good. You know, it's not just, you know, making it happen. It's the execution of what's going on and making it happen in a way that can be used by everybody. And then, of course, there's teachers. There's people teaching people how to use these sites. You know, it's one thing to create a tool and put it up on the site like Sonic Search or the markers or this or that or the other. The other half of it is getting it out there and showing people how to do this stuff and how to operate the site, because every passing
it gets
more and more detailed.
It did take me, Dan, about, I'd say, 7, 8, 9 emails back and forth with one of you guys to really figure out what this was about. And that actually speaks well of it, because it's fairly simple, actually. It's really quite simple visually and manipulatively wise. But to really know how to use it the way you want to use it, you really have to ask some questions. So
often when people ask me, what does it do? I mean, I'd like to do this or I'd like to do that. And I say to them, well, it can do both. How do you want to represent your music? How do you want your business to flow? And, you know, you have to, you know, do you have a catalog? And inside catalogs, do you have labels? And inside labels, do you have albums? Or do you have folders? Or do you have genres?
Mm-hmm.
All these different things. And as you're putting together a business that is a music business, you have to really think about this, and how you want this structured. Because even the notion of the album is kind of blurring now in the internet and in the cloud, because, you know, you don't need to put songs into albums. Or you can move songs from one album to another very easily online. So do you have folders? You know, what are you doing with your music? It's you know, it's all up to the owner and the one who's trying to get the music license as to how to present the music to the world there. So we help. Mm-hmm. We are very good online. We're very good at doing demos,
yes, they are.
Tutorials, and we're building more tutorials every day. And you know, that's, I learned that back in my Avid days when I was working in post-production marketing and Avid first came out. And I remember they sent me to Avid school, and I like, you know, went to these classes, and they had this book that was like 3 inches thick, but there were these tutorials, and it was very, very, very good. I think what they did to get in the marketplace was all about education. And you can't just hand somebody a car and say, go ahead and drive. You have to teach them how to drive it. And the same thing is true with our site. You know? And like you said, it's like, you know, if you really sit down with it for a couple of days, it's not that difficult. It's not that difficult. But it's not going to do the job for you. Again, this is not a machine replacing people. You do have to, A, get your mind around it. You have to get your music organized. You have to get your metadata organized. And at the end of the day, you still have to put your salesman cap on and go out and push the music. That's
so you definitely do. There's a site that Source Audio has. We're with Source Audio, SourceAudio.com. Source Audio, this is Dan Karak, and I'm talking to you. This is Expand Music with Noel Webb. And there's a menu, part of a tab that you hit when you're on the site called Buyers. I think it's called Buyers. I think it is, isn't it? Buyers.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, Buyers. And so what you do there, guys, on the site is Dan will present you, or Source Audio will present you a whole bunch of buyers, and these are people who will, editors and trailer houses and TV editors who will want to use your music theoretically, and you solicit them right there. Dan and Source Audio will allow you to hit a button saying, take a look at my library. That's basically what you're saying when you submit, you know, come and take a look at my library just initially. And they'll either respond or they won't. But just as Dan just said just now, what you just said, Dan, you have to go out and talk to them personally. You can't just expect Source Audio's connection that they've just made for you to a trailer park to come to you. You have to go talk to trailer park and mention to them, boy, we're on Source Audio. And you can get us there. Oh, really? Oh, that's great. I love Source Audio. Boom, they come and they check it, and they're talking to you now about via Source Audio.
That's correct.
That's
We've
great.
Broken down a lot of the barriers it takes to get supervisors to listen to your music and to get it into their search engines. You don't have to give them a drive. They don't have to upload the drive, all these things, and updating drives. It's all in the cloud. And with a single button, your music can be added to their systems. However, it's still people, and you still have to convince people to do things, whether it's, you know, taking a drive or it's just clicking a single X on a box. And so you have to still solicit them and say, listen, my music's great. I know it's great for what you do. Please just listen to a couple tracks and add my music to your search engine. And, you know, if they do, then bang, you're in, and you have a chance to be included in their music searches. So you still have to, like you said, Noel, you got to call. You got to take people out for lunch or do all the things that you would normally do. This just makes the whole thing much, much, much easier on both ends, by the way.
I bet, yeah. Do you know how many drives I gave out in our day when we were with Trailer Park? In fact, you still have one of my drives, Dan.
I do, and I'll
I need
find
it back,
it,
sir.
And I know it has the spider on it, and I know what it looks like.
That's
in my brain.
That's right.
And I'll go find it under the stacks of drives I have here.
Yeah, I bet
closet.
You have. That's the whole house. So I want to make sure I get to the newest thing you've got, which is radio solicitation, and then you were just talking about language conversion, what the newest project you've got that'll blog up there. What is that? I mean,
well,
you've already
are
told
you talking
us.
About the Alpha Music Libraries with Premier Radio.
Yeah.
So
we've
completed a deal with Clear Channel at Premier Radio, whereby we've created this mega catalog called Alpha Music Libraries. Any of the catalogs that are on Source Audio, any of our clients can opt into this program. And so we'll be taking these catalogs of music, and Premier will be selling these blanket licenses, these annual blankets, like they do to radio stations, radio clusters, radio groups all across America. And it gives catalogs our first opportunity to really break into the radio market for promos and for IDs and branding and things of that nature. And it's a really great opportunity because, you know, right now more than ever, radio play is getting paid out through the PROs, and there's a lot of money to be made out there, a lot of blanks to be sold. And I really, you know, it's a great program. It's going to be great for a lot of these catalogs that would never have the ability to go out and solicit radio stations because they don't have the size. You know, you have to have a very large catalog of music to even approach a radio network or station with a varied, you know, lineup. And now you can be part of other catalogs group together in this Alpha Music Libraries and be part of the deal and get your music used and played on the air. So it's a great, great opportunity.
That's a great project, man. It's great. So, Dan, our time is up. I really thank you for coming on and instructing about your fantastic site, sourceaudio.com. This is Dan Karofkin talking to you now. And Dan, thank you again, and have a wonderful evening. I'm going to say goodbye to you now. So thank you again, Dan.
Thank you very, very much. So I really appreciate it. Thank you. Have a great evening.
Absolutely.
Okay, yep. Bye-bye.
You too. SourceAudio.com. This is Expand Music with Noel Webb. Have a great night.